stop your breath. So then it becomes an economic power. And then you can't take the word to come in. No, you didn't get the heart. You take the sound form and you say, I am carrying with me $1 million. You write it in the sound form. You get outside, the same guy, they follow you, they go to your house. They harass you and pretend as if they are taking things from you. You go back to SAA, which has an insurance policy, and you say, I've come here to claim my $100. And they say, whatever. So you know, I've got stolen in my luggage, but on your aircraft. Really? Now, the SAA insurance policy says, if a party declares particular goods on staff, that's a means of verification to say that that thing was there. You submit a claim form and you say you had $1 million in your bag.
So what did they say?
No. The reality. It was never there. FAA pays you. You go home smiling. It was never there. In the first place.
Means of verification.
Means of verification? SARS form.
Your
where is the SARS form? Indeed, you filled it in. Where is it sitting now? Inside SARS. But you wrote it. But who ever saw that $1 million? No one. No.
The supplier indicated the problem
Yeah. And that guy is going to get them for free, but he goes and he bids for 1,000 rand for all those things. He takes that. The other guy goes somewhere else. Two containers.
And then it's a pair of shoes. But you know what you tell them?
And they caught them. And must give it to God. But I think they did 2-3 times. Mm-hmm. This guy was free. So they started to.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. But about the running into the thing on my head.
And the performer will attack me.
Taken two questions, two members, but the questions were more than two. I would also want to add a question that also relates to the issue of Transnet reporting to public enterprise as well as SAA, but I'm going to confine my question to SAA. In actual fact, it is not a question, it is a comment, but it adds to what you were saying in relation to where that entity is reporting. The reason I'm bringing this up is because within this department, there is a branch that is responsible for 2010. And I don't know whether at this moment we would then raise this issue with the portfolio committee on public enterprise, and also hope that the same would happen in terms of the cabinet technical cluster. During this weekend, the last weekend, there was a lot of movement in terms of transportation, particularly the airline. Members here in Parliament, it is a known factor that they travel during the weekend to their home base or constituency base and come back on Monday evenings or during the day. It was very difficult for them to book flights. Flights were full. Many of them had to be on standby. I'm just illustrating what happened. But added to that was that there were also other passengers that usually travel using the airline over and above those that were traveling because of the Confederation Cup of Nations as well as the rugby that is taking place. I personally booked my flight a week before because I was already aware of that I could not get a confirmed flight for Monday. I was only put on a standby flight for Tuesday morning, and I was confirmed on a 2 o'clock flight on Tuesday. My meeting was going to start at 8 on Tuesday, 8:30. I decided to use a straight wise kind of approach of going to the airport and wait there and book myself on a standby. On the South African Airways, there were 25 people that were already on standby. On other airlines, there were no seats available. It was a wait and see. I ended up using one time, and the seat was only available at 5:30, and I got into a 6 o'clock flight. On the South African Airways, there were people who had remained there from 7 o'clock in the morning on a standby list. The question then that comes up is in relation to planning, either adding more flights or when it is realized by the South African Airways that there is overbooking, then they provide contingency. They have a contingency plan. They don't just say flights are fully booked, because many of the people that were there were mourning that they have cancelled meetings. The books are, the flights are transporting the people that are in the country for rugby and the Confederation Cup, and the usual business of the country is being affected. I am raising this issue in the backdrop of what you have said. Where does SAA account to? And which department will be held responsible for failing to plan and coordinate transport, especially for 2010? Because for 2010, we will have more people than we had on this weekend. I don't want an answer now. I want us to strategize together around that and find a solution highlighting what we have experienced. That is one area. But also yesterday there was also another problem. Yes, it was because of the storm, but for people to stay in at the Cape Town airport from 6 o'clock and until 10, they don't know whether they are moving out or not, is not acceptable. It can't be acceptable. I had a daughter that was traveling. I could not sleep because I had to wait for her to tell me whether they have left Cape Town or not for Durban. They only arrived in Durban at 12 o'clock. The last issue is the issue of SAA issuing gold cards to members of parliament. That makes them to have an access to the lounge whilst they are waiting. Tata Mlangeni was left, missed a flight in Durban, in Johannesburg on Monday, 12 o'clock flight. He remained there until 6 o'clock. And if he was not a returning member, he would have stayed on the benches and on the airports that are full. The only thing that saved him was that he was a returning member and he already had a gold card. We went to the elections on the 22nd of April. We were sworn in beginning of May. We are now towards the end of June. New members have no access to the lounge, but also they cannot be prioritized for standby. And as a result, they are meet, they would miss their meetings. Committees would not correct if we are in a situation like we had this last weekend. So that issue needs to be prioritized. And the last one, they park the cars, yes, parking, it's correct if it is there, where they park and leave their cars, but drop off. I think that we don't also need to go and be dropped off on the parking, because we rush from meetings and sometimes we just miss the flight because we are not allowed to come in and be dropped on the lane that you can be dropped and then the car moves. We are only having an access of parking the car and leave it at the airport. We don't have any card that allows us to move in the VIP and be dropped off so that we can move fast and catch our flight, because it should be borne in mind that we move from one meeting to the other, and sometimes you are just rushing to the airport, and when you are getting delayed because you have to go and park before you then come and check in, whereas if the car was to drop you here and then you rush and the person drives off, you wouldn't miss the flight. So those things. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. When I was listening to the program, not the program actually, your report as a department, I got concerns. We are here on behalf of our people out there who have voted for us to be in Parliament, and at times will sound very harsh because we're getting, they're pushing us to deliver. And moreover, our president has passion on delivery. Every speech that he has all over the country, not only in Parliament, he emphasizes delivery. And for us to deliver, we need to have... For us to deliver, we need to have our planning into... We need to have our plans correctly. I think for the last 15 years, we are done with policy making, you know, legislations and all that. And in these 5 years, we need to focus on delivery. My concern, Chairperson, was that it's good for us not only to focus on national issues or what is the primary role of the department, and to actually look into local government and provincial government, where can we help and all that. The programs that the DG was talking about. But my problem is that, you know, when I looked at some of the mandates, especially the unfunded mandates, to me, they are very important. So I think we need to sit down. Some of the questions that we are asking today, we don't want answers now, but we actually want you, because we're planning together. At the end of the day, if South Africa fails, we all fail. We are all part of this. So I want us, after this meeting, to go down and actually say, let us plan. Plan, we know what money we are giving, and start to prioritize on things. You know, government has so many programs, but they're not interrelated. You know, they're not married to each other, and that's a problem. You find that there are IDPs in all these municipalities. But what happens after a municipality has passed an IDP? It has to go to the province. But after those provinces, why don't we make our programs in such a way that they are all married to each other? And that will help with people seeing implementation. Because the main problem that we have in this government, Chairperson, is implementation. We cannot implement our issues. You find that Department of Housing is concentrating on housing, but they don't care about roads and public transport and all that. And it's about time that we need to have programs like that. If we would have programs, I know Transnet was supposed to be part of us, SAA and all that. But with what we have now, if we add more roles, you know, into this department, do we have capacity on that? I know last time when I was still in this committee, we had problems with staff. The placement of staff and all that. How far are we with that? And I mean, we need to help each other. For instance, you said your budget does not accommodate all the programs that you have, but with the little that you have, and with the does it go on well with your programs? You know, the priorities. Have you sat down as a department and said, you know, we have all these entities. Come, let's sit down, all of us, and say, what can we do and all that. I know in some of these entities, you find that there are funds that they never used. But what do we do with those funds that are not used? And make sure that with those funds, we take those funds from that entity, putting it somewhere where we can have interrelations and make sure that there is delivery at the end of the day. There was problem, Chairperson, with communications amongst the entities, different entities that we have. Has that improved? We need to see this department not being a department on its own there, but we need to see interaction amongst all the entities, and because I know that we have DDGs that are part of taking care of all those entities. Is that happening? And, you know, for the past 15 years, the urban renewal and rural development has not been taken into cognition. And we cannot be like the apartheid government, you know, looking into urban areas only, the towns. You know, for instance, if I'm from Bloemfontein. Each and every street in Bloemfontein, there's something that is happening in that street. You know, it's either they are changing this and that, you know, but you go to the townships where people are staying actually, where, you know, the majority of people of this country, they are in townships. What is happening there? You know, the streets, you, for instance, in Harrismith, there are potholes all over in town. Everywhere else, you cannot move from, you know, a kilometer without potholes and all that. What are we doing to change that? What are we doing to say, we are the new government, we are the government that cares for our people. What is it that we are doing for our people to make sure that there's accessibility? If there's no accessibility in our townships, obviously, there won't be any improvements. Economic viability won't be there at all. You'll still find people having to spend 10 rands from them to for taxis from the townships into towns to go and buy things that they cannot get in the townships. Let it not be their problem and their mistake that they are staying in townships, but what is happening in towns within the suburbs should also happen within our towns. And I think that the Department of Transport has to play a pivotal role to make sure that economic development in this country changes. And I think that we need to concentrate more on that, on urban renewal and rural development. It's really not on. You know, after 15 years, you still go to rural areas and there are still gravel roads that you cannot even, you know, you cannot take your car and drive in those gravel roads. For there are still people who are suffering, pregnant women, for them to go to clinics, they have to travel more than 25 kilometers on those gravel roads. That's why we have miscarriages and all that. We cannot have that situation. I'm saying that as we replan, not only as this department, but we need to think about our people, the majority of South Africans, who are out there. When you talk about poverty alleviation, when you talk about people who, these things, unfortunately, Chairperson, we haven't read stories. We haven't read these poverty things in the books. We know about poverty because we live in those areas. So I'm saying, let us plan and make sure that we change people's lives. Thank you.
I think I have to respond to this one because it is not only challenging the implementing arm of the government, which is the official. It is also challenging the executive and in particular the ruling party. And I think the ruling party has come up with intervention strategies for the problems, that the challenges that are being raised. On the issue of coordinated planning and implementation, that has been long identified. The ruling party first identified that during the National General Council that was held in Port Elizabeth before the two, it was, I think, year 2000, and thereafter it was again identified in the Stellenbosch conference of the ruling party. It was again identified in 2005 National General Council. It was confirmed in Polokwane, and it gave birth to the Planning Commission. The Planning Commission is precisely a response to the issue of uncoordinated planning and uncoordinated implementation of programs by the government horizontally and vertically. So we have an answer for that. We are only at a situation where we should give the Planning Commission an opportunity to kickstart and then evaluate whether there is change as a result of the implementation, the establishment of the Planning Commission, as well as the Monitoring and Evaluation Committee. Mm-hmm. On the issue also of rural development, I think the ruling party responded to that in the same way that I have outlined, that relates to planning. That gave birth to a new department that is called Rural Development. And it's called Land Reform and Rural Development. It's a direct response to the questions raised. So, our approach should be to say, now that there are these departments, these new departments, how as a collective we take advantage of that and put our systems in place that would make us realize, one, the advantage of having those new, those two new departments, and also assist us to fast track service delivery, and then use the issues raised by the member to say, in our system, taking advantage of the conducive environment that has been created to establish these two departments, how we would we then respond to these immediate issues that are being raised in the systems that we are developing in the department?
Thanks, Chair. What you are saying is exactly what I'm saying, Chairperson. The planning and everything has been done by the ANC. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is that we need to make sure that in whatever that we do, we have to make sure that at the end of the day, there's implementation. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about this because I know that when I was still part of this committee, there was a problem of communication between the entities itself and the department, because they will come and say something else. When the department comes, they say something else again that is different from what they will be reporting in here. So I'm saying the planning and coordination I'm talking about is here, not as a department. And I'm talking about rural development because the DG yesterday, she talked about bicycles, you know, the Shova Kalula, which is what we talked about earlier on as well. And they were concentrating on rural development. I'm saying that is good, but as well, before we can do that, we need to plan and make sure that we're helping, because these are new departments. We have to help, and as they meet as DGs and different officials from government, they have to make sure that all these things that are coming together, they have to plan. And this is what I'm actually saying. So I was not saying what is differently from what you're saying. Thanks.
I think we are on the same wavelength. I was also not saying that you are saying something contrary to what I'm saying, but I'm simplifying it for everybody to understand where we are and how it relates to the to what has been done in order for us to move forward fast. Can we... There is a researcher that assists me that would sometimes raise questions on my behalf. So I would give him the opportunity to raise those questions so that we then give the department an opportunity to respond. His name is Lufuyo.
Good morning. Good afternoon to everybody. Thanks, Chairperson. In fact, my question is much more linked to what has been raised by the recent speaker, that is MP Okuno. It's based on the fact that I would like to understand clearly the strategic plan. To what extent the strategic plan does it speak to the National Household Travel Survey that was conducted on 2003? Because that national survey articulates clearly in terms of percentages in rural areas, the access to transport, and urban areas. That relates to the urban renewal program in relation to rural development. Because a lot of programs that are based on that strategic plan, they speak directly to urban development programs. Because when you are speaking about the BRT, you are speaking about the meter taxi, strategy, you're speaking about taxi operational plan. It does not really address the program of the poorest of the poor. Instead, what you can see at the end of the day, what the government is looking at is closing the gap between the poorest of the poor and also the health that cuts across nationally on all the three spheres of government. Because when you speak of what I've taken note of, you almost speak, your strategies just speak directly to 9 cities on this rollout program that will be rolled out actually recently, of which it does not really deal with the poorest of the poor. For instance, with regards to transportation on people on the rural areas, they will be saying, we have this new government, what change do we see on the ground? There's absolutely no change. I'm being paying a lot of money for transportation, because their taxes that they use, they are not subsidized in rural areas. There's no comprehensive plan in place in terms of the buses, the kind of buses that they use. Instead, they use unroad wealthy buses. That's why we are experiencing a situation where there are a lot of accidents that are taking place across the provinces. That will be my first question. My second question will be based on the understanding that as we realize within the economic cluster that the industrial strategy is the cornerstone, what relations do you have with DTI as one of the main departments that drives automotive industry? So what relations do you have for local economic development in terms of because they produce cars, production of buses and so on? Do you have any link around that? or else what is it that you are doing with them? And lastly, that it directly speaks to 2010. 2010, I understand there are three government departments that I will be involved in this project, in this event. That is sports and recreation, tourism, and also the Department of Transport will be involved around this event. Are there any plans in place? If so, what is it that you are doing with them? How is it going to benefit our people in relation to the fact that this rural development strategy and urban renewal? Well, I would like just clarity around those three issues. I thank you.
Before I get to Honorable